Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike David. Have you considered to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike David.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome you to Spiritual Connections. We did seem to have some technical issues, which is all my fault, and I do profusely apologize to everyone for that. We do have some wonderful guests coming in here today, and let me just bring my guests on as soon as I can find them, because you know what I'm like. This is Spiritual Connections. Welcome, everyone. I am Mike Davis. I am your host for the next 2 hours. We should have been on maybe a few seconds ago, a few minutes ago, but never mind. Nevertheless, we're here, panic-stricken, but it's over. We are back on. The chat room is open. It's live. And it's nice to be back here. So I can see you all messaging in the chat room, well, the two of you, because the rest of you probably got kicked out, and I do apologize to the rest of you. Rihanna, I know that you're listening in the chat room. Faberuni, that we had one, which is absolutely fantastic. Rihanna and Simon, if you want to message everybody else who was there and tell them that we are back on, to just press F5 refresh, and hey-ho, we're here. But we have two fabulous guests that I'm so excited to bring on to you tonight, to wonderful people. First one is our good friend June. June is with us last week. Hi, June, how are you doing?
Yes, hi, Mike and everyone. Hello.
June, do you want to tell everyone where you are?
Yes, I'm here in New Hampshire, and Newmarket, New Hampshire, actually, a little small town.
Okay. And so, why are you on, June? Tell me why you're on. Why are you on? Are you on because you are going to have something important over there with you in the next few weeks?
Yes, actually. He's very, very talented, handsome young man, and he and I will be alone here in the house together. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Mike, actually, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding, Mike. You got one end of the house. I've got the other. I hope that we're not going to get talked about. There's quite an age difference, though. Anyway, we're all set.
Well, you know, that's the, you know, nevertheless, people can talk as much as they want to, can't they?
Yes, I can't wait to host you, Mike.
It gives them something good.
That's
all I got to say.
Yes, the phones are ringing off the hook here at the house. I don't know. I'm going to try to ignore all of that goings on. We are going to have a private party the day that you arrive, the day after you arrive on the 10th.
Yeah.
That's for people who would like to come to that. It's a pool party, and that's in Hampton, New Hampshire. People in Massachusetts are close to that line, New Hampshire line in Hampton. You're not that far away, but that's going to be a fun night there next to a pool, and so bring your bathing suits.
Okay,
I'm 5 minutes from the beach. Mike, we're only 5 minutes from the beach.
You know, that's absolutely perfect, June. I can't wait to dip my toes into the water there. I really can't.
You need to ground yourself, Mike. You're going to have to dip your ankles into the sand up to your ankles and sit there and help you. That'll help you ground yourself. I'm also hearing the ionized air will help you as well, Mike. You're going to... I'm going to get hooked on this.
Definitely. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. June, I know that we have somebody else that's, a really important person there out in the USA. I know that this lady is joining us here for the first time on Mike Spirit FM. I'm really excited to bring this lady on and bring it into the family of Mike Spirit FM. And that's a lady that, well, we've spoken a few times over the last few weeks, and it's a lady called Simona Williams. Hi, Simona, are you there with us?
Yes, Mike, I'm right here.
Simona, it's a pleasure and an honour to have you on. I know that we spoke off air, well, maybe about 10 minutes ago, because we had a bit of a panic. You know, well, maybe that's because you was on there, Simona, that I got all frustrated and kind of... The show was only going out for 15 minutes. I was thinking, God, we'll have no time to do nothing. So I was frantically trying to change things. And in the end, I decided, well, it's easier just to start at the beginning again, isn't it?
Yes, but Mike, I'm telling you, Mercury's in retrograde, so I did expect something to happen because it just is the way the planets work, so I'm not surprised.
Okay. Okay, well, Simona, tell us who you are.
Yeah, I'm originally from Denmark, but I've lived here in Los Angeles in the area of West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, for the past 12 years. And I have a PhD in law at the University of Copenhagen. I came to America to be in movies, and currently I have been in 17 movies. Some of the ones that people may know is Linda Lovelace with Amanda Seyfried. There is Straight A's with Anna Paquin. And I've been in Trespass, starring Nicole Kidman, Drive Angry, where I had a pretty big part opposite Nicolas Cage, and Solitary Man with Michael Douglas. I did Derailed with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and, well, those are just some of the names because the rest of the, I mean, there's a lot. And I also did TV. I did something called Danish Hollywood Wives that was aired in, like, I think 4 or 5 different countries in Scandinavia. I also had some guest appearances on the Beverly Hills, Housewives of Beverly Hills. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm not going to say anything about that, but that was definitely an experience. And so, yeah, continuing from here.
So it's been quite an exciting journey there for you, Simona, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's still going to be much more exciting.
Because I know that you got things coming up, which I'm not going to talk about unless you want to talk about them. You know, I'm not going to prompt you to let anything out. Because, you know, it's important that what you're doing, that you have to keep, I suppose, to yourself for now, isn't it?
Yeah, I can speak about a couple of them, but just, you know, superficially. One is a pilot that we're shooting for E, you know, the entertainment program E.
Yeah.
And I did sign the contract. We have to shoot the pilot, and then we'll see if it gets picked up. And it is about spirituality, so it's right up my alley. I'm very excited about it. And then there's a couple of movies that I have a part in. One of them could be, well, hopefully it's going to be a blockbuster because it has absolutely phenomenal women in it. And, yeah, and then I just got myself a new manager and a new agent, which was very needed. And so just simply basically working my little butt off here in Los Angeles.
So you are working very hard.
Yeah, I work very hard. I work Saturdays, I work Sundays, and I find time to go to the gym. I find time to spend with my 2 cats. But basically, my social life doesn't really exist at the moment because I'm so focused on what I want. And if I work hard, which is what I'm doing, it seems to all go the way it's supposed to. Sometimes a little too slow for me because people have all the time in the world and they're very laid back. And I'm not a laid-back person, and I'm not a patient person, but everybody out here seems to be. So I have to go with the flow, which is something I yet have to learn.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So it's a very busy time for yourself at the moment.
Yeah.
I do apologize. I'm reading something. Okay, it seems to be because I've changed the show. People, I think that they're having difficulty in hearing us. Simon, if you can still hear us, can you just write in the chat room, please, to let us know that you can still hear us? Because I know that we are live this morning because we've been live for the last 10 or so minutes. But I know a great friend of mine, Rihanna, is saying that she can't quite hear us. So, Simon, if you are in the chat room, you are listening, then please just let us know that you're there. Well, I know you're in the chat room because I can see you. Well, Rihanna's come back in now. So, Okay, so we'll just wait for them to say that they can hear us again, Simone, because it's not good us saying if they can't hear us, is it?
No, that's not so good.
Okay.
You can hear me, Mike, and you're just there too, right?
I can hear you, and Rihanna can hear us as well. And it's all the top of the show is saying it's running properly now, so that's perfect.
Okay.
I think that they may have missed the very beginning of what you said about yourself, Simone. So do you want to go over again who you are?
Yes, I will go over it. I am currently, I'm an actor with a law degree, and I live here in Los Angeles in West Hollywood, Beverly Hills area. And I have currently starred in 17 movies with some very famous and known actors like Michael Douglas, Nicolas Cage, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Stephen Dorff, Bob Hoskins, Amanda Seyfried, and Anna Paquin from True Blood, and Amber Heard, who is a wonderful, wonderful girl. She's with Johnny Depp at the moment. So I did Dennis Hopper. I've worked with quite a lot of like wonderful actors and am continuing to do so.
Okay, perfect. So you did mention about your pilot show that you're running now for the E Network.
Yes, we're doing a pilot for the E Network. It's been delayed, but it's supposed to be done hopefully in the next couple of weeks. And it's about spirituality. And I did a very specific interview for them, you know, when we got to all the out-of-body experiences that I have and the fact that I do tarot cards and get things down for people when I feel their energy. And so the interview was very good for them and for me. And I was told that I was one of the main characters. So what we need to do is get the pilot in place, which is supposed to happen now within the next couple of weeks, as I said. And then it's up to, this is a procedure how things work in Hollywood. E will see the pilot and decide how many episodes they want to pick up. But I'm just happy if I get to speak about, you know, those out-of-body experiences and how it actually works and how one feels when one goes out of one's body and, you know, all that stuff. So that's something that I'm very excited about.
Most definitely, you know, and I know that things will develop there for you as time kind of moves on. But let me explain, Simone, what Spiritual Connections, this show, is all about. I know June is with us. June, because I know that this is important to everyone, isn't it, around us and the way that we work. As you say, you know, we are light workers, we are mediums, we're able to connect to the spirit world. Well, Spiritual Connections, it's a show that it's a little bit different from the Sunday show. Because the Sunday, so the as June knows you, June and Simone, it's all about people calling and having readings with myself and with a particular guest that's on. But today's show, it's a little bit different. Yes, people can get readings. Yes, people can call in and ask questions. But I'm here to help. So if you do have questions about your development, about your spirituality, where it's going, how it's going, then today is the show where you can call in and find out all about it, and maybe I can help you on your way of development. Okay, so Spiritual Connections, we are here to help. That's the main message that we want to send out. But it's also about talking about the tour that's coming up in. Actually, it's 5 weeks tomorrow, June. Would you believe 5 weeks tomorrow I'll be with you?
No, I know it. I can't wait, Mike.
You know, I'm kind of cutting the weeks down, June. I mean, now the airplane has been booked and paid for and everything else is all done, dusted. It's now like time to reality have kind of set in, so to speak, because, you know, as you both ladies know, it's only now I've just finished work. You know, I came home, dashed home, straight in the shower and straight live on air. Because reality have set in thinking, oh my God, I've got 5 weeks until I have to get all this work done. And we've got so much to do within 5 weeks. The panic has kind of set in. So that's why I was a little bit late today. But it doesn't matter. We're here, and that's the main thing. I know that we need to go over to a music break soon. But June, how can people get a hold of you to find out where I'm going to be in America?
Yes, they want to go to Mike Davis Tour at AOL.com. Now that's MikeDavisTour at AOL.com. Everyone here today should have pen and paper in hand and take down a bunch of notes. And all you light workers out there, there's so many light workers, of which Simona is one. She's a light worker. That's why she's having these feelings she's having.
Most definitely.
The things that's going on in her life besides being a beautiful actress. I don't know. I just know that I'm getting overwhelming feelings about all the light workers that are tuning in.
You know, and I agree with you there, June. Simona is a wonderful light worker and has an amazing ability. We'll just keep our eye on Simone, because I know there's more to come there. But Simona, let people know how they can get hold of you, because I know that we've got people in the chat room saying, wow, who is your guest, Mike? This is Simona. How can they get a hold of you, Simona, or how can they check you out?
They can go to my Facebook, and it's Simona Williams, and it's public, and I read all my Facebook mail, and everybody who sends me a message, I tend to reply to, even though there's many thousands of people. And I sometimes, well, when I kind of have time, post what I'm doing, when something interesting is happening, and everything gets posted there, and there's all the information about me, so definitely on Facebook.
Okay, well, I've just posted that link in the chat room there of your Facebook page there, Simona, and I'm going to do the same there for June and find June's Facebook link, because I know June has a lovely Facebook link as well, and we'll do it.
I personally don't want to read anything about Simona if I can help it, because I want to do a reading for her, so I'm not going to look anything up about her.
I'm quite right too. I'm quite right too, June, because that's absolutely perfect. But I put your link there, June, in the chat room as well, so people can get a hold of you via Facebook.
Well, for some reason I can't get in there, so I'm not in the chat room.
That's okay. That's fine. Well, actually, ladies, what I can do for you, I can put the link in the chat room where we are chatting right now.
Oh, wonderful.
Skype.
Wonderful.
You can just press the button and go in there. Let me see if I can do that for you, because you know what I'm like.
Well, you know,
I'm crossing my fingers here, Mike.
Okay, so if you just, you know what I'm like. If you press that link there that I've just sent you, you should be able to go into the chat room. You may not be able to speak unless you sign into it, but surely you can just click that link and go in there. So whilst you ladies do that, I'm going to play the first song. Because we need to go to our first commercial break here. This is a song is played for, in fact, I'm going to say this song is played for Simone as a request, but it's a song that I'm sure that all of us can take something from. So sit back, feet up, and enjoy.
Diamonds in the sky, you're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Oh, shine bright.
That song ended quite abruptly there. Shine Bright Like a Diamond by Rihanna. Okay, Simona, did you enjoy that song?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I love it.
You know, it kind of goes within everything that we are trying to do there, isn't it?
It does. I was just listening to it, and I'm like, I couldn't believe I picked that song. The first song that came to my mind when you asked which song I wanted, it was the only song that came. It was just really, yeah, I don't know what to say.
It's perfect. And June, what did you think of that song? June? Calling June. I think June has forgot to unmute her microphone.
Maybe she forgot to unmute it.
Sorry?
She forgot to unmute her microphone.
So I think so. And I think within time, June will hear June giggling now because it's something that June does do. Giggles a lot, and I'm sure that you will mute your mic in just a few seconds.
can you push mute so we can hear you?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, June.
Oh, this is so funny. We're just like a bunch of kids here.
Yeah.
I know why you got that. What it's called is an impression. You were impressed by a loved one in spirit for that song because what it does do is describe us light workers. We are from the other side at their vantage point. And yes, I am getting 333 on my clock right now as I'm speaking. That means yes. What I'm saying is the truth for you, Simona. That means light workers to them on the other side in the universe, as they're looking down on us or looking to us, we look like a bunch of little fireflies or diamonds shining all brightly all over the world. And this is it. It's very exciting.
Oh, I'm really happy that you got that 333. I'm very into numbers. And that was excellent that you got that.
That's your loved one trying to reach you, Simona. 111, you want to look for, please write that down.
No, 222. I noticed you had 111. It registered right away with me.
Okay, there you go. Okay. And everybody else out there listening, including you, Mike.
I'm taking notes.
He's taking notes. He's so sweet.
He's writing down 333 and 111 now.
I am.
Well, that's
all I've got to say.
What?
It's very important. And remember this, everyone. You ask your question, be patient. And wait for the answer. You will, yes, they're telling me as well, 444 is a cosmic no.
Ooh. Oh, no, that's not good.
We don't like no, but...
No, we don't.
That's, you know, there's some things that we have to... My husband's telling me right now, as you know, Mike, you probably sensed it, Jerry's here with me, and he's telling me to remind everyone that he'll be here when you're here with me.
Well,
and we're going to have such a great time, Mike, because we're both going to know Jerry's here. So it's going to be hysterical.
It's going to be so much fun. It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
But, ladies, I need to break up the party again because, you know, like we said off air, I'm like a rose between two thorns tonight. I really am, and I feel quite honored to be in your company. But we do need to go to the phone lines because I know the people is on hold, and they've been on hold for quite a time.
Bless their hearts.
The ones that's on hold. It's been on hold for that little hiccup we had in the first place. For, you know, that little show that was only scheduled in for 15 minutes, and that was all my fault. Because I never done it properly because I was rushing when I came home from work. You know that one? That's my fault. They've come back. Bless them. So let's go to the phone lines. And let's go to area code 310 and say hi, 310 there. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Vince.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing there, sir?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Well, we're having a bit of a blast here. We really are.
Yeah, so I've been listening. So, but anyway, I just wanted to find out what's going on because I've got no job. I've got no money coming in. And I've been applying like crazy. I keep getting these recurring dreams that I'm going to be working at this paper company that's about an hour drive from where I live. You know, so, you know, but in the meantime, it's a really scary situation. I mean, I can't pay my bills or rent or anything, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm just wondering if you could shed some light in it. And I'm into the acting, too, of course, but nothing is happening there. So.
Okay, let me work with you, okay, because you know how I work. I connect to the spirit world
right.
And see what comes through and see who comes through. And, you know, happy to pass on anything that comes through there from the spirit world. So, Vince, bear with me a second while I make a connection here with you because, you know, instantly I'm aware of a lady that comes through from the spirit world that wants to be remembered and be recognized at you. I believe that this lady would link to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I know that this lady makes me aware towards the end of her life she complained and she suffered for a long time there before she passed. She does make me aware that the condition she had, it kind of would have made it deteriorate, but on a very slow pace, I believe, because I know that it affects every part of my body, but on a slow kind of level. And she tells me right at the end of her life, it's almost as if she lost use of like all the limbs that she had toward the end of her life. So I know that she would have been confined. I know that she would have been restricted towards the end of her life, bless her heart. She does make me feel as if she comes in like on mother's side of the family. And I do believe she comes in as like a mother's kind of love here as she links there with you, Vince. So do you understand your mother for me in the spirit world there?
I know. I think I know who you're referring to, but I think that was my, the only person I can think of is my ex-wife's mother. She suffered many years. She started losing the use of her legs and eventually ended up in the hospital. And she was, I think, 6 years in the hospital before she died.
Okay, bless her heart, okay, because I know that I've got this lady here with me. I'm going to find out a little bit more about her to just clarify it is who she is. Now, if it is that it's your ex-mother-in-law, then that's fine, because I know that mothers, mother-in-laws come on the same vibration here, which is quite fine, because, see, would I be right in saying that you, Vince, when she was here with us, that this lady had a kind of heart of gold, that she would do absolutely anything there for you? She would kind of, as she links around us, she would always be the one that would support us, and she would always be the one who would guide us in this life, and she would always be the one that would kind of put us where we need to be in life. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's your mother-in-law that comes through that wants to be remembered and recognized here to you, Vincent. You know, as she comes through at the moment, she just wants me to talk to you about your life, of where you're telling me here that you have no job and you're finding it difficult to kind of pay bills and everything else there. You know, she just talks to me here about that, you know, that you keep knocking on that door and something will come, okay? So, you know, keep on applying there, Vince. Don't give up just yet because it's not over just yet. Now, I know that we spoke many times on air, and you know, it's been the same thing about jobs there, which is fine, you know, because obviously that's the main important thing in your life at the moment. But, you know, the thing I want to say that you know, whatever comes along, grasp it with both hands, even if it is a temporary short-term basis, because, you know, it's going to lead into something that is going to be a lot better there for you in time, because I know that it's kind of, we are heading into the right direction, we're going around on the right route, but, you know, we need to keep knocking that door and it will be answered. Now, Vince, I don't know, but would I be right in saying to you that you would kind of love to go back to a position that you held a little while ago, is that right?
Yeah, there was a, I got a job with this other paper company in
Vince, please don't tell me anymore, okay?
Okay.
Because my job to tell you, not you tell me, okay?
Okay.
I know I'm being made aware that I want to go back to the position of where I was just a little while ago. And, you know, if that's the reoccurring dream that you're having, then doesn't that answer your question? Because, See, that's somewhere of where you have your mindset at. That's where you have your heart set on doing. But I know, see, the main thing is that, you know, you keep putting it out there. You know, it's like sending out that thought to the universe, and the universe will answer those questions there to you. See, and I know that, see, I've sent out questions myself to the universe, and I'm sure that Simone has done exactly the same thing. June has done exactly, and in fact, I know they have done exactly the same thing. Send it out to the universe or to whatever you pursue your God to be. You keep sending your thoughts out, and it will be answered. It will come back around there for you within the fullness of time, okay? So please keep on keeping on. You will get there in the end, and you will do what's right there for yourself, okay? But at the moment, we have to just, like, kind of fill in the blanks, and filling in the blanks meaning by what comes up, grasp it with both hands. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Bless your heart, Vince. Now, for some reason, see, I know that these two lovely ladies keep talking about numbers. See, I have numbers that's given to me now, and, you know, I've got to learn just to go with things and not dissect it, which is something I've had a conversation with not so long ago. But, you know, there's something about the double numbers of ones, okay? Two ones is coming around your vibration. Now, I feel not so much as if I want to look at that on an astrological kind of level. I want to look up on it as like the 11th. So I feel it's like, what's the 11th? That's November, isn't it? What's the importance to do with November in your life there, please, there, Vince, at the moment? Is there a birthday or a passing or anniversary to do with the November month?
I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything offhand right now. It's just, I think the only thing I can tell you is that that's roughly around my favorite time of the year.
Okay, so then it's important, isn't it, why they would give me that month then, okay? Because I know it's the November, and I know it's important there to you, okay? So if it's your favorite time of the year, then, you know, then that's beautiful that they've come through and give us that information to give to you at the moment there, Vince. Vince, you know, I could work with you all night, as you know. You're a beautiful energy to work with, a wonderful gentleman. You keep on knocking on that door, and I'm going to say that you, thank you for calling. I don't know if June or someone want to add on into that with the numbers or anything. I don't know. Ladies, do you want to come in there?
June, do you have something? June?
Yes, hi, I'm sorry, I muted the mic again.
That's okay. I don't know if you two ladies want to add anything in there. If not, then that's
just Simone. Go ahead.
I got a number down, which was 2. So it's interesting you got 1-1. 2, meaning that in 2 months, something's going to happen to you, Vince. And what I'm feeling from your voice, your essence of energy, is that it almost seems to me like you've given up hope. And what happens when you give up hope is you do not attract the universal energy that you're supposed to attract. You have to change the frequency within your molecules, which means that you have to change your attitude. And the number one thing I advise you to do is, like what I did, you sit down, you take a pen and a paper, and you write however many goals you want to achieve, specifically what it is you want to achieve. I chose to write 7, and it's the highest biblical and spiritual number, besides from 12. And you simply write that down. You put it on the table on your favorite spot. You light a candle, and you say a prayer to the universe that this is what you want to achieve. And you will feel something within you will change. So you become, you know, with the frequency of the universe, and that's when things will start changing, because you are right now, I feel, cut off from it, because I don't sense the hope. Hope is everything. It's what makes us going. And you need to get that back. So if you start doing this exercise, I got the number 2 down, which means in 2 months, something will happen that's positive that's going to make you happy. You can write this down.
Okay.
You know, and isn't that just perfect? You know, because that kind of goes along this one with the reading, doesn't it? You know, about, you know, having that strength. Send it out to where you pursue your God. You know, call in your angel friends there, Vince, as well. You know, call up on Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, because every one of them are there to support you. Every one of them there are to guide you. So, Vince, I want to say thank you very much for calling in. And remember, you could download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there, Vince.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have a good day then. Now. Bye now. Bye. Okay, ladies, I'm going to go straight back to the phone lines. I'm going to go to area code 315 and say 315. Hi and welcome. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name's Annette.
Hey, Annette, and where are you calling from there?
I'm calling from New York. Thank you for taking
New York.
The call.
That's okay. The pleasure is all ours there, Annette. You know, I know that June is not far from you there, June. Is that right? You're not far from New York?
That's right.
And, yes. You know, Annette, I'm going to be touring around the area where June is, so it's not far from me. So if you want to come and see me live, you need to send an email to June and send that email to mikedavistour@aol.com, and then you can find out where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be there, and for how long. So if you want to come and have a chance to see me working live there in America, then send that email, mikedavistour@aol.com. But let's get on with the reason that you called in for. Was it just a reading that she was looking for, Annette?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, Annette, let me just directly the link to the spirit world there for you and see what comes within that reading there, because, you know, instantly, you know, I'm aware of a gentleman that wants to come into the vibration, and this is a very strong man in his character. He's a very strong-willed kind of a man as well, the kind of man that would do absolutely anything that he wanted to do, and no matter what, he would do what he said. He makes me aware of when he passed, and I have to be more pacific with him because he tells me I have to be pacific. I don't feel that he reached a fantastic age. I would say maybe around his mid to late 50s. And in fact, I feel 57 of when he passed on to the spirit world. Now, I do believe I want to link him towards your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us. I believe as he comes in within your dad's side, I believe that he maybe goes back to, like, an influence, like a father, grandfather, in your vibration there. So do you understand of a gentleman like this in your dad's side of your family there, please?
My father died at 65.
Okay, then isn't that just perfect? Okay, because I know that he's in, as I said, mid 50s to late 50s. That's okay, that's fine. So he was 55 when he passed, and was it a very sudden passing with your father there, please?
Yes, he had cancer, but he ended up dying from a heart attack.
Okay, see, you know, I wish you wouldn't tell me. I really wouldn't, because I know that's exactly what I'm feeling, okay, which really sounds a little bit silly now, but I know that he comes in, and I know that he makes me aware that his passing was very sudden. See, I want more of him now to clarify, because you've already told me of what he went with. Would I be right in saying that you, there, and that, sorry, Annette, that when he went, that it was kind of... I'm aware that I want to say I missed appointments. Now, whether that he had appointments with the hospital or the doctors, but he passed just before he got to that appointment, would that make sense there to you?
Yes.
See, don't tell me. Please don't just say yes or a no, because otherwise we'll swap chairs and you can give me a reading. But I know that he comes... makes me aware that, you know, I missed appointments because I passed, and I believe that's his character-wise as he comes in here. You know, he's full of life, full of laughter, for want of a better word, because I know that he loved life to the fullest of when he was here with us. And, you know, nothing got him down. Your father was the kind of man that just looked up on the bright side of everything in life. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And Annette, he makes me aware that to say that you kind of know the old saying, when one door closes, another one opens. And you'd understand why I would say that to you right now in your life, wouldn't you?
If it has to do with the relationship, yes.
Okay, see, as one door closes, one will open right up there, okay? Because I know that there's been a point of your life. Of where a door is kind of slammed shut in your face, for want of a better word. So I know that it's kind of like things have been ripped apart, your life's been turned upside down there. But your father wants me to say, you know, it's time to like kind of dust yourself off and try again, because I know that the quality within you, it's so perfect at times. You know, I'm not saying that we're all perfect. You know, I'm not perfect, and I imagine that June or Simone is not perfect there, you know, because we all have our own qualities, don't we? But, you know, sometimes the quality within you there, you have a lot to give. That's what I'm trying to say there to you. Do you understand of this?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I know that you're a very much kind of like following your father's footsteps, very much down-to-earth kind of a girl at the moment there, aren't you? You know, you kind of love life yourself, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm being told that you very often try and tune into the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yeah.
See, because I know that there's an awareness there with you. There's a, you know, you are quite of a level of understanding that the spirit world is all there around you. And you know of when they link. And, you know, there's some lovely, weird, wonderful things that happens around your home. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, see... Your father just comes in there to say to me, you just tell her that's when I'm there with her. You just tell her, he says, that I'm always there with her. And particularly when you wake at 4 a.m. in the morning. So do you understand there, Annette, that you wake at 4 a.m. in the morning?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
Isn't that perfect of your father to come in to demonstrate of how close he is there to you? Because he says he is so close into your vibration. He knows everything that goes on within your life, even to the point that you've changed twice today. Is that right?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. You know?
Well, he tells me that you've changed your clothing twice today. I'm not going to change what he says. Okay. Why would I say that? Are you wearing white now then?
No, I have like a gray shirt and like a blue dress on.
Okay, then he makes me aware of something white, okay? So either that you were getting...
I know what that might be. I bought a white flower yesterday.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you understand it. But I know that he makes me aware of a changing twice today. So either that you've, if you haven't already... Be mindful if you are going to do this late, you know, if you do get changed later on. Remember, I've already told you he knows about it and he's there. Okay, because, you know, these thoughts that we do or we have are very much living things and very much inspired there from the spirit world. You know, there's something to do with your, you know, would I be right in saying that there's a memory link there with your dad that there's something to do about, see, he wants me to look at his mouth for some. Why would he want me to look at his mouth?
His mouth?
Yes. It's like one of
it would be. Would it be something similar that he and I would have with our mouth?
Very much, it could be. Yes, you know. But you know, for some reason, I want to start pulling you at my mouth and maybe at my teeth or something. Would you understand why you would do that?
Yes, I need a couple crowns and I can't afford them, and he
right.
has crowns.
Okay, so that's why you would want me to look at my mouth and I want to start pulling my teeth. So, again, this is where I'm around you. You know, I could probably do with a bit of work on my teeth as well, you know, particularly with this. You know, I've had a chip at the back of my tooth for a few years now. I went to the dentist to have it filled, and they kind of drilled half of my tooth away, and I won't go back because, you know, they messed it up, didn't they? So I'm not going back there. But, you know, I know that it's your father's way of coming in to kind of prove to you that he's around your vibration there. Now, Annette, he wants me to say that to you, you know, hold your head up. You've got nothing to bow your head about. So this relationship that we've had a breaking up from, you know, don't be disappointed, okay, because it's not your fault. Do you understand why I would say that to you?
Probably.
Okay, that's perfect. You know, I don't know if Simone or Jim want to add on in there a little.
Mike?
Yeah?
I'm interacting with another person here that, I'll let Simone take this one.
Okay. Well, I don't know, if you want to, Simone, you don't have to.
Well, I just got very sad when I started to listen to, may I have your name again?
My name's Annette.
Because I can relate to the father thing and the fact of losing him. And I really don't know what to add here because it's such a big thing in one's life and it
May I, Simone?
Yes.
Simone?
Yes.
Your father, what I'm hearing is three girls, there's three of us here whose father's on the other side. And all three of our fathers is helping. They're one of our guides, and that's what that's about.
I feel like I want to cry right now.
Well, this dear lady, Annette, please keep in touch with me via the email, and I'll give you what I got. I'd like Mike to get as many people as he can today. If you want to email me at loveafterlife.com, I can answer some more things for you, Annette, but I'd love to keep this show open so Mike can keep on reaching these beautiful people that are calling in.
Well, I think
don't lose me. I won't lose you.
Okay, honey. I've talked to you before, and I appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Okay, the pleasure is all ours. Remember, Annette, you can download a copy of that reading there within the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey ladies, it's time that we kind of put our feet up for a little minute and enjoy the next little piece of music. And I'm sure that the two of you are going to absolutely be singing in the background to this because I'm going to. So
and dancing.
It is a river that drowns the tender. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching.
What a beautiful song there, isn't it?
Yes.
Bette Midler, The Rose.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
you know, Simone, I think that a lot of our artists today are very inspired by the spirit world, you know, in writing their music and the way that it's sung. And I know that that song is made here in the UK for so many people that's passed on and funerals and everything else. It's absolutely amazing song. It really is. You know, and I hope that one day that when I pass, that song is played in my funeral, because it's, you know, the words in there are absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Simone, let's go back to yourself a minute, okay?
Yes.
So that you mentioned a little bit about the E Network and this pilot that you got up, and you said it's going to be on a spiritual level. So what kind of things would we expect if that pilot gets picked up and it goes out live on air?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the original edition tape, what I did to keep it on a real spiritual level was to simply talk about membranes that you can actually put your fingers to, and if you go out of your body, you can walk straight through them into other dimensions. And when you leave your body and you start elevating and you can step out and actually see yourself asleep in bed and go through walls because you're pure, you know, you're your essence, you're your astral energy, and your matter, which is the heart matter, is lying in bed and sleeping, and you are astral energy. You do still feel like you have your body, though, but you can take many shapes and forms as you enter into the universe and go everywhere. And when I started reading from my experiences that I've written down, time and dates and years and what they were, that's where I wanted the show to go. I wanted the show to go for people to realize that this exists, even if it scientifically cannot be proven and it's not tangible. I know that so many people have somewhat of those experiences in some kind of way, which is why I want to talk about it, so that they can relate. And the first thing they need to get rid of, which is why I'm talking about it, is their fear once they start elevating or once they start feeling their covers are moving around in their bed. Most people close off because they get afraid, which is why I want to bring it into light and show how beautiful these experiences actually is and how fortunate that they are if they are, you know, when they shed their fear and they can actually participate in those experiences. That's why I wanted to go with the show, which is why my interview was probably twice as long as anybody else's, because they were pretty amazed that I had written all my experiences down. And that's just the direction that I was hoping the show was going to take, and it's up to the showrunners, and they are viewing the footage and, you know, choosing the main characters, and I was told I was going to be one of the main characters, and I'm putting in my contract to have total creative freedom, because I want to talk about things that are important to everybody on this planet, because I want people to know that we are here and then we are gone, and this is not the only thing that exists. There are other dimensions. There are so much more. Some people like atheists, or some people that say you die, there's nothing else. Oh my God, that is so far from the truth. And I want to open that whole chapter up in an understandable language, in a language, you know, that people can relate to, and that's kind of where I want to go. It has to help people. That's why I want to participate.
You know, and that's fantastic. And Simone, I know that when we spoke off air that you said that you didn't regard yourself as a medium or a psychic or anything of that nature. That was right, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't really... I'm able to do so many things, but I don't... I mean, when I do tarot cards, I can say dates and numbers for when people are going to see someone or call, or the color of the hair, whom they're going to meet, or who they're with or what they've done. And sometimes I have to ask what I'm getting down, maybe private. Are you allowing me to do this for you? And don't tell me anything. Like, and they start talking, and they're like, shut up, do not speak, I must tell you. And I get, I'd say 99.5% of what I get down is the truth. But I don't regard myself as anything more than a messenger. And if I'm fortunate enough to be a vessel to relay these messages, I'm grateful, because then I'm helping, and that's what I want to do. I need to do this. But I really don't see myself as that. I've never really thought about it.
You know, and it's perfect, because, you know, I see a quality within you, there, Simone, that you will be able to connect absolutely perfect. Now, I know that I set a little test for you just just yesterday, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. The day before yesterday. I'm not going to tell anybody what that was because obviously that's personal to yourself. But just a one-word answer. Did it work, yes or no?
Okay, I have a little bit of problem placing the location and figuring out how wide the space and room is or whether I am going into the universe. I tried to do it last night, and I think I have to work on that. I think it'll have to come to me the way it's supposed to be, but with your direction.
Yeah.
And I'm tuning into it, but because I've done the stairs before, and that seemed to work for me to be quiet in my brain, but man, my brain has a mind of its own, and it keeps on working. I need to shut it down sometimes, so I'm going to continue doing what we talked about.
Okay, perfect. And you know, we can work on that, you know, within due course and, you know, deal with it within due course, and that's absolutely perfect, and we will do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so any more plans for films coming up in the near future?
Yeah, there is another movie that is coming up, and there is a very, very strong acting part. As you know, I studied method acting for 2 or 3 years in theater since I was a kid, so I like the English acting, actually. That's my favorite kind of acting. That's acting. And that's the kind of part that's coming up, and then there is another project with a lot of very famous women, and I would be the one who wasn't that famous who would get a part in that. And those are the ones I don't want to speak about too much because
of course.
I kind of want things in a contract before I dare to say those are mine.
Of course. And, you know, confidentiality, you have to stick to.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. So let me go back to the phone lines a minute, Simona, and let's go to area code 702 and see. Hi, 702. Can we take your name there, please?
It's Terry. Hi, Mike.
Oh, Kelly.
Yes.
Okay, Kelly, and can we ask you where you're calling from there, please?
I'm calling from Nevada.
Okay, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for there?
I've been... We just celebrated the 3rd anniversary of my husband's passing.
Okay,
and
Okay, please don't tell me no more. Let me try and work and see who comes through. Not like and guarantee that your husband in the spirit will come through, but I'll do my very best to allow people to come in to make a contact there with you. Okay. 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 Now, you know, I am aware of a gentleman that comes in here, okay, and I'm hoping it's the one that you want, but again, there's no guarantee here. But I'm aware of someone that would have passed quite... I want to say that the passing was a very difficult, a very drawn-out passing, because I'm aware that it's almost like as if my stomach just churns over here, which tells me it's like a cancerous kind of a condition, because whenever I get things in my stomach, it doesn't mean that he had it in his stomach, but that's what it tells me. It's like a cancerous kind of a condition. So would you understand that something like kind of ate him up from inside and which kind of shut everything down then before he passed on to the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you there that, you know, when he passed, I want to be lying down as if I want to be lying in a bed because I know I want to be lying flat on my back. And it's almost as if I want to say that I had the people around me that needed to be there or that I wanted to be there because I know I've got somebody that's holding my hand here as I'm crossing over to the other side of life there. Do you understand that somebody would have held his hand, bless him, as he passed home to the spirit world?
Yes.
And I am aware to say that to you that, you know, it's kind of as if I want to say I fought for every last ounce of breath I had in me. So I know that he was a fighter and he fought right to the end of his life, love him. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you that you kind of, even though that he may have been heavily sedated or whatever there, but, you know, it's like as if I can see like a tear that starts to roll down my face as I'm, you know, I'm feeling this emotion. And, you know, it's a good job you can't see me because I know that the tears are starting to roll down here. But I know I'm aware of these tears that's rolling down my face. And you would have seen this either with, yes, it was with him, wasn't it? The tears are rolling down his face just before he passed. Is that right?
Yes.
bless his heart, okay, because I know that he's made his time to be here with us. And I know that these tears are still around you. You know, I know it's very still sore and raw, if I can say that there to you. I know I'm dealing with a very emotional energy here in the spirit world. You know, and he tells me that he's never forgotten, even though it may have just been his anniversary, it's his memory is still very much alive around our vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you that before he passed, before his mind took over, would I be right in saying to you that there was like a list of things that this gentleman would have wanted to do before he passed? Or he would have left like things for us to do after he passed as well?
Yes.
Okay, because it's like as if I'm seeing this list and he wants me to start ticking off the things that I achieved and the things that you have achieved. Since he has crossed over to the spirit world, but he tells me here, there's one more thing that we need to take off that list now. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And what I be, and I'm not going to hold anything back here. I'm going to just say it exactly the way it comes in here. He tells me that the one thing that we need to take off that list is to be happy again. Would you understand that was one of the wishes he had for you to be happy?
Yes.
And you kind of are finding that difficult to adjust to that right now, is that right?
Yes.
Excuse me, bless him, because I know that he makes me aware of that he wants you to be happy again, and he tells me that, you know, if only that someone could love us as half as much as he loved you, then your life would be complete again. And I know that difficult thing to adjust to, isn't it? You still hold something of his that he would have had. See, I'm looking at my hand as if I want to, like, look at my fingers. Do you, not, like, have a ring that would have belonged to him or something?
Yes.
And you wear that now, is that right?
Yes.
Bless his heart, because, you know, he comes forward and tells me that you're wearing his ring, and he tells me as long as you got that ring on, that he will always remain around your life. Now, he tells me that you dream a lot of him since he's passed in the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
You know, our mind is a very powerful tool because, you know, when we're dreaming, we are going to an altered state of consciousness. And when we're in that altered state of consciousness, that's where the spirit world can link with us, okay? And he tells me that's where he joins you from the spirit world within your dream state. And he tells me, you know, that the things that you're talking... So, okay... He says you're talking about things with him within your dream and you're remembering what you're talking about. He tells me that you're talking to him about that you want to adjust things in your life right now. Is that right?
Yes.
And he tells me that he's heard everything that you have to say. And would I be right in saying to you that the first thing that you need to do or the first thing you want to do now is we need to change the look of the home. So you've been thinking of changing the look of your home there. Teddy, is that right?
Yes.
And he says to me about, thank you for putting my picture back on the wall. Do you understand that you've kind of put a picture of him back up on the wall now? Is that right?
Yes.
See, again, isn't that perfect that he's come through to give us this information about the way he is when he was here with us and the things that we are doing now whilst we are in this life? He tells, I don't know, but what... Do you have children? You do have... Yes, you have children. I shouldn't be asking. You have children together, yes?
Yes.
Because he says to me, my daughter. So is it that you have a daughter now?
Yes.
And is your daughter of an age of where she's kind of finding herself, should we say?
Yeah.
Like kind of finding her feet a little bit, isn't she?
Say that again?
It's like as if she's kind of finding her feet, you know, kind of standing up for herself and maybe talking back to us in some kind of way that, like of a demand or something. Do you understand that? Talk to her about my daughter. My daughter needs to be told straight. And you know, we need to stop being taken advantage of. Do you understand that you feel as if you've been taken advantage of there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because... You know, he recognizes this from where he is in the spirit world, and he tells me that you need to get yourself we need to deal with it, okay? Because he had this unique way of dealing with anything that came up in his life. He had this unique way of, you know, if somebody said that they want, he would kind of turn around of saying, well, no, you don't need, you don't want. This is what you... He had this unique way of changing it, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And see, this is what he wants. See, you know, even though that you're laughing, and that's perfect, okay? You know, that's what I love about working for the spirit world. You know, we can turn a tear into laughter. And that's exactly what he wants me to say to you, okay? About having that time now of for yourself, okay? And, you know, turn things around a little. Kind of use his words to kind of use it to your advantage, because he tells me, you know, everybody else seems to want and they need this and they need that. But, you know, actually, you are the one that kind of needs that support. You are the one that needs that kind of help right now. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
And everybody else have kind of forgot that you are as important as everybody else. Do you understand where I'm going with this, okay?
Yes.
Now, he tells me that there's new ambitions within your life since he has passed. Do you understand that there's new ambitions in your life since he has passed there?
Yes.
And, you know, for some reason, he tells me that there's things that need to do. Now, he was quite handy around the home there, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, very.
Because he tells me since he has passed, The things around the home needs looking at and needs adjusting. Why does he make me aware of like a lock? Is it a lock up on your door or the window that needs adjusting or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Is that just perfect, the way he comes in to talk to me about the lock needs adjusting? And he tells me if he was you, you know, he'd come out with his oil can and his screwdriver, and he'd be, you know, he'd be filling around and sorting it out there for you, because that's what he would have done. You know, I know that he loved, you know, getting his hands, being hands-on, okay? What I want to say, getting my hands dirty, because, you know, I love nothing more than just getting on with things and making it right. And that's what
right.
I want to put your vibration here, okay?
Okay.
So I know
okay.
as he builds this vibration up here with us and with me at the moment, you know, he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed one little bit. The only thing has changed that, you know, that physical body, yes, that's what's passed on. But his spirit is so alive here in the spirit world, you know, and he's very much around. You know, why does he tell me about the messages up on the mirror? Do you understand about why I would say it to you, a message up on the mirror?
Mm. You know, in the mirror.
Okay, let me explain. You know of when you like run like a hot water tap by a mirror, it kind of steams up, doesn't it?
Yes.
And normally, you know, if you're around my home, you'd get all the kids' fingers marks all over it. But
right.
What's right in saying to you that you've seen like an image or something within that mirror or something that would like kind of remind you of him since he has passed?
Yes. Yes.
That's your heart, because he talks about the message in the mirror, okay? So I know, again, this is his way of demonstrating to you that he's around you and he can still communicate with you there from the spirit world. And, you know, he wants me to say that you about, you know, he was never a man that would, like, go out of his way to do any harm or bring any hurt to anyone, but he would always go out of his way to bring love and light and energy into people's lives, because that's what he tells me. Is that the way he was?
Yes, very.
And you know, I'm not the kind of man that's going to go around buying a bunch of flowers, because you know I really don't like doing things like that. I have done mine, you know, back in my days, you know, I have. But he thought nothing of coming home with a bunch of flowers, would he?
Yes.
And why would I say that to you about that you've laid flowers down for him? Would you understand you've laid flowers down for him?
Yes.
And they're the red ones now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, because he wants me to thank you for the red flower. No, I don't know if they're roses. I would assume they are. I don't know, because I don't know the name of the flower. I really don't. But, you know, I'm looking at flowers.
Yes, that's why I cried when you played that song.
Okay. because I know that's what he has come in for, okay, to give you these red roses, and it's important, you know. He tells me there's lots of people around you in the spirit world. There's lots of people that watches over you. There's lots of, you see lots of, like, flashes of lights and colors sometimes there, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. And see, sometimes we can describe these as like orbs. And, you know, within those orbs, if we could blow them up, I don't mean like blow them up with a bomb, I don't mean that, but like kind of blow them up on the computer, then you would kind of see like an image within that, okay? And I know that would be, you've done this, have you?
I understand, yes.
Okay, perfect. Because he says to me, he's very much around your vibration and lots of other people that joins him there from the spirit world. You know, I thought I was going to finish, but I'm not allowed to finish because I'm told I'm not allowed to, not yet, because I haven't finished. And, you know, there's a lady that's joined him. Now, I think this may be his mum that comes in with him. So do you understand that his mum would be in the spirit world?
No, she's alive.
She's still alive. Okay. Then there's the mum that's there with him, because I know that she's like a motherly figure. He seems to know her. She seems to know him as well. And, you know, as this mum comes around the vibration there, I do believe she's a lady that carried some weight with her before she passed on to the spirit world. I do believe that when she went, that it was quite a sudden passing, I want to say, when she passed, because I believe it's very quick. My passing was over, and I don't mean it the way it's going to come out, but it was over and done with, and she was glad of that because she didn't suffer for any long length of time, because she says to me, I don't want to suffer. If I was going to go, then I went perfectly, because she just went very quick home to the spirit world when she passed.
Okay.
Now, okay, do you know who I'm with?
I think I might know who it is.
Now, she's quite rounded in her facial features. Okay, so I know that she's quite rounded in her features. She makes me aware of saying to you about being 68 of when she passed. So would you understand the lady you're thinking of would be around 68 of when she passed?
68. No, the one I was thinking of was my Japanese grandma, but she was in her 90s.
Okay. Now, this one is 68. She's 68 when she passed, okay? As I said, she kind of links with him. She knows him.
She limps.
Okay.
She limps? That might have been my teacher.
Okay. And as I said, she's quite rounded in her build, quite rounded in her facial features as well. She makes me aware to say that they tell you that she would have been on her own for a little while before she passed, so which that would mean that either that her partner passed on before in this life, or she didn't have a partner when she was here, because I know that she was on her own for a while before she passed. Now, that doesn't mean she was on her own when she left this life, but, you know, she was without a partner when she passed home to the spirit world. So does that fit now with the lady you're thinking of?
No. I'm trying to think who this might be.
Okay. Well, I'm going to work with her a little bit more and see what comes of her, because I know that she wants me to put her across. She wants me to give you the understanding that she's here. She talks to me about her hands. She wants me to talk about her hands was very shaky towards the end of her life, almost as if she suffered with, like, I don't know whether it's like Parkinson's or whether she had like arthritis or something, but I know my hands are shaky and I know that I'm losing the kind of grip within my hand.
My Aunt Maggie.
Okay. She's
it's
joined
my Aunt
us.
Maggie.
Okay. She's with us. She's joined us. And I know your husband there in the spirit world, okay? The two of them are kind of like joining forces, like holding you up, one either side of you, like a set of crutches there to hold you up in life at the moment. And, you know, the words I want to use there to you from this lady is, you know, dry up the tears, because, you know, once we get back out there and do what we need to do, things will kind of alter and our life will change there for us, okay? So just bear in mind that, you know, you have all the support, all the help that you can possibly wish for there from the spirit world. But first things first, we need to deal with ourselves emotionally and physically to kind of allow ourselves to push ourselves forward and to kind of move forward there within this vibrational life. Does that help you a little bit there, that reading?
Yeah, I never thought of my Aunt Maggie being around. And what's been hard is that, you know, I've had to deal with banks and everything else, and I really haven't had time to grieve. So now that things have slowed down, I've kind of been, you know, hit full force. And so, and I'm since 14, he's been with me, and, you know, my birthday's coming up. I'll be 59. So he's been my life, and I don't know who I am without him. And so, yeah, it's a matter of finding who I am without,
you know,
him.
He will always be there with you within your life, okay? And, you know, you'll always remain within your life, no matter what, and for never mind how long. You know, you've got a long time left here in this vibration. You know, it's time that we started thinking of ourselves now, started to try and rebuild something that is around us, because I know that you have the ability to do it, you have the tools to do it. You know, we just need to get over this grieving process first, and once we can do that, you kind of will flourish, you kind of will come into your home, and you kind of will go forward. So, you know, just bear in mind, you know, they're not going to leave you, they're always going to be around you, and they're always going to remain within your life and walk side by side there with you. All of your loved ones, all of your friends and family in the spirit world will be there with you to support you within your time of need. Telly, I want to thank you very much for calling in. You know, our thoughts are with you. I don't know if Simona or June wants to add in a little on there. Ladies, I don't know if you want to.
I'd like to add 30 seconds, if I could.
You're more than welcome.
I want to let her, can you hear me?
Yes, June.
Hello?
June.
I want to let you know that, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I want to let you know that you and I could be twin sisters. We've suffered the same thing. I lost my husband as well. So I just wanted to say, if you want to get in touch with me, I'll give you what I got, a few messages for you. Email me. And I was with Jerry, my husband, for 34 years, and we were twin flames. You have some wonderful, exciting things that's going to happen to you. Wait till you hear. You need to do the grieving, but you also need to understand when you're grieving, your vibrational frequencies are down and your hubby's having a bit of a time getting through to you. But I'm telling you, it's very exciting what I'm hearing.
Okay.
The tears are flowing. Mike is awesome. But I'm telling you that you've got things that look... You need to get in touch with me and read my book if you get a chance.
Okay.
That might help you a lot.
Okay.
I'm sending you a big hug.
Okay. What's your email?
Love. Hello? After life.
Love after.
Mike, can you give it to her?
Yeah, most definitely. Love after life. And that's
LLC.
Yeah, LLC.com. June, let me just...
At AOL.
That's it, at AOL.com. Get into that place.
Okay.
Or alternatively, you can email June on MikeDavisTour@AOL.com. And that's Davis with an E. So spell it for you. It's D-A-V-I-E-S. Okay, so it's Love After Life, LLC, at AOL.com, or MikeDavisTour@AOL.com. Talia, I want to thank you very much for calling in. Remembering
thank
you can always help to copy that reading within the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you, Mike, very much.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all ours. You have a wonderful day there. Bye now. Bye.
I will. Thank you, June.
You're welcome.
You know,
that was awesome, Mike. You did a beautiful job.
Well, you know, when we get people come in and have a reading like that, you know, to me, it makes the evening all worthwhile. It really does, because, you know, when we touch someone, I think to myself, it doesn't matter if I'm working for 1 hour or even 5 or 6 hours, As long as I touch that one person in that time, then my job is done as a communicator to the spirit world. And I think
you did. You did a huge. You. Wonderful.
Yeah, and
you hear Simone?
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you something, Mike.
Yes.
Do you remember what we talked about last time?
I do.
You did exactly what we talked about that you should do.
Thank you very much. You know,
this is why it was so clear and so right on. I'm so amazed about this reading. That's it. It was fantastic.
You know,
It was perfect. It was perfect. And you know something else you did, Mike? You brought something through. I almost, if I hadn't been sitting down, I would have fallen on the floor. This morning, Jerry told me to put his picture back up on the wall.
Oh, my God.
And you brought that through. The same thing happened for this lady. So this lady and I will be meeting again someday. I know we will. And I'm going to be able to help her because being a widow. Mike, this show of yours is so huge.
You know, Jim, I've always said, you know, for the people that's either within the audience, you know, if I'm doing a gallery reading or private reading or whatever, and even as we're doing the radio show, and, you know, even if we don't get to all the people on the phone lines, then keep listening because there's always something within it, somebody else's reading that you can take that will come in. Then, you know, like hanging the photo up. And June, if you take that, you know, that's obviously meant, because, you know, when we're connecting with the spirit world, and let me explain to you how it works for me there, June, and Simona, because, you know, all of a sudden, I'm connecting with one person, and as you can imagine, there could be like a queue of like 10, 20, 30, even hundreds or thousands of people kind of waiting to come in. And,
you know,
the impatient one, like if I was in a queue and I'd be at the back, I would shout, "Oi, Mike," you know, and I would want my voice to be heard at the front. So when I'm working with that dear old lady at the front, I'm saying, "Oh, who's Mike?" And they go, "I don't know." That's because I was at the background, you know, shouting, "Oh, yeah, I'm Mike, and I'm here," you know, because I would be the noisy one. So sometimes that thing can come through like that. So, you know, we have to bear in mind that whatever I'm saying, if it touches something important in your life right now, then it's meant to be given. So it doesn't matter who I'm doing the read for. What I'm saying, if it's important to you, then you take that because it's needed at the time, isn't it?
Yes. You've reached many, many, many people today, widows especially. And they need to also, this gentleman is coming through now, is telling me that to remind people that the veil is thinning. It's thinning between the world, the spirit world, and this world, and it's making it easier for their loved ones and pets. I have pets coming through here today. Oh, boy. If there's somebody out there who tried, who just lost a pet, I'm hearing a pet in a fire, and they tried to save this pet, and I think they're feeling guilty. This pet's not going to get through unless I give it to you, okay? Obviously, the pet can't call. So whoever it is out there, please email me at MikeDaviesTour@AOL.com. If you're the one, that's all I can do is deliver the message.
Absolutely.
A pet that was lost in the fire recently.
And I must say, June, as well, you know, after last week's show, because, Simona, I want to lay you into a little secret here. This is only the second show for a Tuesday night for Spiritual Connections. Did you know that?
No.
You know, our regular Sunday show has been running for the past 4 years, very successful, you know, with over 100,000 listeners, which is absolutely amazing. But this is only our second show for Spiritual Connections because, you know, Spiritual Connections was here before. And, you know, we kind of run in segments of weeks to allow people to come on to give readings themselves, you know, particularly if they're at the level where they are learning. You know, I have lots of students that I teach as well. And, you know, when we give people that opportunity to come on live on air, this is what this show is all about, letting people have the chance. So we kind of run it in segments every now and again. And when we do that, that's absolutely perfect.
It is.
It is indeed. Okay, I know that we haven't, not having any connection issues, not right now. That's okay, because we are back. Not me, but that's okay. That's fine. I'm not going to mention anymore. Let me go straight back to the phone lines, because I know that we still have people on hold, and it's been on hold for a long, long, long time, I must be honest. So let me go to area code 951, and welcome there to you to 951. And can we ask you your name there, please?
Hi, my name's Laurie.
Laurie.
Yes.
Okay, Laurie, and can we ask you there, where are you calling from, please?
California.
Absolutely perfect. You know, and I was only talking to a friend of mine, Jonathan Brown, that we was talking over next year's Angel Tour, and, you know, he did mention something about California, so hold on to your hats, and, you know,
okay.
If you want to know where I am, because I am in the USA next month, find out.
In Florida?
I'm in Florida, yes, for one, and I'm also in the state of Maine with June as well. You can find me in Florida with Sarah Spiritual.
I'm going to send you a card there, Mike.
You're going to send me a what, sorry?
I'm going to send you a card with...
Okay, that's perfect. Then please do send that card. You know, I look forward to that.
Okay,
I'm also... I'm also going to be with June in the state of Maine. And where else, June, am I going to be whilst I'm around there with you?
Also in the state of New Hampshire and hopefully the state of Massachusetts. Hi, Massachusetts. Hi, everyone. Hopefully
okay.
You can make it. Come see us.
So, Laurie, let me get on with your reading. But if you want to find out where I'm going to be when I'm around New Hampshire and Boston and everywhere else, and send that email to Mike Davies Tour, and it's Davies, I believe you call me in America, which is D-A-V-I-E-S, Mike Davies Tour at AOL.com, and that's where Junie will reply to every single email that we have there. But Laurie, let me get on with your reading here, and was there a reading that you wanted here today?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect, because, you know, I'm instantly aware of people that's building up in the background behind me, and, you know, it's almost as if they, you know, and this is quite strange the way they come in, because they normally would come in order, but at the moment they're just kind of surrounding me. So I know that there's lots of people, Laurie, that you would understand in the spirit world, and as they come in from both sides, I know I want to link with people from your mum's side and your dad's side here together. In the spirit world. And let me first of all let me try and sort them out, because, you know, I'm in control of this, not them. I am so he says, isn't it, famous last words. But let me talk to you of this lady that comes in that I want to work with. This lady, she would link towards your mum's side of your family, bless her heart, as she comes in. She's a lady that I feel she's quite short. I want to say maybe around the 5'2", 5'3" of her height of when she was here with us. I believe that she was very slight of her build before she passed on to the spirit world. But I know her life was very much of a busy life, like 100 miles an hour. This is the way I want to go with this lady, because I know that my life is so busy. I want to, you know, there's not enough time in the day. There's, by the time I had time to do one thing, I had to start something else. I know that her life was so busy, and I believe that reflects because of the size of her family, or the size that she would of the family she would have looked after of when she was youngest, because I know that there's always something that she had to do, a very fussy, very busy lady in this life. But she tells me, you know, like, go on, sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm thinking that's my mom.
Okay, bless her. Okay, and would I be right in saying, if this is your mum, right at the end of her life, that she would have had, like, difficulty in battling with herself, because she had to slow things down, and she hated the thought of slowing things down, because I know that, you know, her vibration, her kind of... illnesses, then, if you like, would have made her slow her down before before she passed. And she hated that fact, because I had to rely upon everybody else rather than me doing things for them. I had to allow them to do things for me, she tells me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't like that, because I like to be the one who, and as I used the word in the beginning, be in control. This lady would have liked to, not that she was controlling, please don't get me wrong, but she would have liked to be in control of situations.
Right.
And,
yes,
you know, as she
will.
Comes forward, she wants me to connect with you, because she says to me that you feel as if you're losing control of a condition in your life at the moment there, Laurie? Do you understand that you feel as if you're, you know, I'm losing losing grip upon things, shall I say,
yeah,
for want of a
better word? Yeah,
good.
I have, and, yeah.
And, you know, it's difficult, Laurie, isn't it, to kind of adjust to that, because she tells me that you're battling with that yourself. Like she would have had to battle with this thing of slowing down, you have to battle with this thing of sometimes I need to, like, sit back and allow, or we're having to sit back and allow somebody else to take charge, because that's what I need to bring into your life. And she says to me here that that's the difficult thing, to adjust from one thing to another in your vibrational life, because you're not used to it. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I think so.
Perfect.
Yeah,
see, because, okay. And would I be right in saying to you that there's something new that's coming into your life then, Laurie? Something new that has kind of had to make you adjust your life. Is that right?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Yeah, but there have been incidents happening around, you know, things happen. I don't know.
Okay, then let me explain, because I don't want you to be unsure. I want you to be sure.
Okay.
And I'll go back and argue with her, because, you know, I love doing that, because, well, I always look, I really do. But I know that she comes in on this vibration of things are altering within your life. Your life is moving into different directions. So I don't know if there's someone new in your life or there's a new condition in your life there, but I know that there's like a newness that comes into your vibration that I need to talk to you about there, okay? Now, do you understand where I'm going now?
Well, maybe I need a little tiny bit more.
Okay,
sure.
Okay. Let me go on the theme of more of somebody rather than something, somebody new coming into your life. Is that right?
I wish. I don't see anybody in my life.
Okay, so maybe, Laurie, that's something that if you're wanting, that's what she's talking about, okay? So there would have to be some adjustments.
I would like more people in my life, yeah.
Okay, that's fine, okay, because I know that's what she's talking to me about making the adjustments for somebody new to come into our lives, okay, and I know as she talks to me about this, it's almost as if she wants me to say that it's about time too, because, you know, you feel as if you've been held back in some way, not by anybody else's doing, or it's maybe by sometimes our own doing, because we feel as if we haven't got the time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, it's haven't got time for ourselves. That's what I need to put in your life, isn't it? You haven't got time for myself, not alone anybody else. Okay, but like I said, there's lots of people that comes around my vibration now. There's a gentleman that comes into my vibration that wants to be remembered here too as well. And I know that as he looks at me, that he makes me aware that, you know, he had some facial hair before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that he reached a nice age. Now, whatever a nice age is to pass, I don't know, but he makes me aware of being like in my late 60s, maybe around 69, maybe just about 70. I wouldn't go much older than like 71, but I know I'm around that age there somewhere of when I passed on to the spirit world. Now, he does tell me here that he complained of many things in his life, okay, but none of those things that he complained of, he passed with, because I believe it was quite a fast passing. And I'm believing it's my breathing, because I don't want to start gasping for my breath here as I'm talking to you. So I know it would have been something like my heart or something that would have taken me home to the spirit world. But he does come into your father's side of the family, if I'm honest with you, because I know that's where he belongs, into your dad's side. So do you understand of a gentleman there that would have passed with a heart condition maybe around that age of when he passed home to the spirit world?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
My dad.
Okay,
my
bless
him. It's probably meant to. Go ahead.
Okay. Then let me get more info, because I don't want you to be, you know, I want you to be sure of who it is, okay? Because I don't want it to be, it would either be dad or grand, but I want you to understand. Okay. Okay. So your dad, let me get this right then. Your dad would have been the kind of man that would have been very much hands-on when he was here with us. Is that right?
Yeah, stockier build.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your granddad was more laid back in his character-wise, wasn't he, than your dad?
Right, yes.
Okay.
But
see, because
he's very smart.
I know I've got
at his time of passing. He's smart. He used to work on his hands, too, but he was more laid back, yes.
That's him. That's fine. See, because I know I've got the two of them, because I know, as I said, I'm surrounded with them, really. And as I'm saying that this, you know, I knew that this was your father, but as you're saying that you wasn't sure about your grandfather stepped forward, and he said, well, I'm more laid back, that's one thing for sure, than your dad was, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I know that your, okay, because your granddad was more of the kind of man, there was a deep-thinking kind of man, and he could be very practical in what he thought, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, your dad was more hands-on, and I'll make a reality of things, and I'll make it right. Does that fit with your dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, because I know that's the way that the two of them come in, and I know that as the two of them are around your vibration, it's this creative side that wants to come around you, this creativeness that I want to bring into your life and introduce into your life. And, you know, it's almost like as if I want to say that, you know, you've kind of, I want to use the word dedicated your life to helping other people in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And your life has been revolved around helping everybody else. And it's kind of as if you've left Laurie in the background there somewhere and
yes.
Your needs. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, because they've come to kind of see, you know, you are just as equal as everybody else. You are just as important as everyone else. And, you know, Lori needs a little bit of time for herself sometimes. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, I want to make reference to your hair for some reason there, Laurie. I don't know whether you've had your hair done or something, or you wanting to have your hair done, but I want to make reference to your hair, Laurie. Do you understand why I would do that right now?
Yeah, because I've been wanting to fix it, yeah.
Okay, see, and again, isn't that perfect, that the way that they come in to kind of bring that balance from one thing to the other? And I know that that's why I want to say that to you. You know, that they're around the vibration. You know, first things first, we need to stop doubting ourselves and doubting, and get this, doubting the spirit world. Do you understand that as well, Laurie?
Yeah, I don't doubt. Okay. I thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
I doubt,
you know,
myself is what the problem is.
Okay. But I'm not going to deny what they're telling me. You're doubting yourself. And you're doubting the spirit. You're doubting the spirit because you don't believe that you can communicate with them directly yourself without someone like me in between. Is that right?
You certainly verify it.
Okay. See, so that's the way that they come in there, Laurie, to prove their existence there to you, okay? Now, now I know that, see, as I'm talking there to you, that there's lots of concerns in your life at the moment, isn't it? That you're you were like one of life's little worriers there, aren't you, up on times?
Yes.
You know,
and
kind of worry about next week. You know, I only worry about what's happening next in the next hour, because that's the only thing I got to think about, what happens next hour. You know, especially on the way home today, I was thinking, am I going to make my own show today as I was driving home in the truck there? But yeah, that's another story. Let's not go there. But I know that I want to say to you that you're worrying about, you know, next week and next month and even next year. You know, what I would say to you, let's forget the far distant things. Let's just concentrate on the now and what's around us now, okay? Because that's what's important, you know? It's almost as if I need to say to you, forget what's happened. Leave the past in the past and move on with the future, because I know that's what's important there to you. Do you understand of this, Laurie?
Yes. I think that's what I worry about, the future, I think.
Okay.
I don't worry so much the past.
Okay. Well, the future,
one
the
day
future,
at a time.
Definitely. Well, the future is something that I'm not going to be worried at all about, because, you know, the future will be what it will be. And it's up to us to create, if you like, what the future is going to be there for us. I know that maybe sounds like a bit, you know, you could do anything you wanted or whatever, but it is, you know, because if you want something that bad, you can create it, can you? You can make it happen. And, you know, I bet June and Simona will agree with me here with the future is not mapped out. It's there for us to map out. If we start putting the foundations in now for what we want to come in maybe next year or the year after or the year after or even the next 10 years, surely it will come, because if we have a solid foundation to build off, then we can build anything we want. If there's cracks at the very beginning, then, you know, that future will always be hit and miss then, for want of a better word. So build off your solid foundation. Create what you want now, and then it will surely come as time develops on there, Laurie.
I do. And I got to build my faith strong, too.
Definitely. But I don't know if June or Simone wants to add on there a little.
Go ahead, Simone.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi. The only one who's holding you back is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand exactly what I mean by this?
Yeah.
You need to let go, and you need to take a different approach, which you're totally capable of doing once you shed the fear, the insecurities, the disbelief. And if you embrace what Mike told you, because he's right on and he's incredible at what he's doing, you yourself will be able to make these things happen that you so truly want inside. But right up until this moment, you have held yourself back. And that needs to not exist. You need to start and open everything up, and then you need to go with a positive attitude because you have so much spiritual help. And I don't need to hold yourself back anymore. You need to let that go.
Hello?
Do you understand what I mean?
What did you just say? I missed what you just said.
Okay. I want you to take everything that is on your shoulders, everything that kind of wears you down, all your thoughts and the fears and the disbeliefs, and I want you to throw them away.
Okay.
And I want you to use Mike's reading
because
you know now that you are being helped from all your loved ones, they are there. And that was what you didn't really believe in before. And now you are able to move forward because you have this reading, you need to take it in, and you need to not hold yourself back anymore because you have held yourself back. I totally get that down. But now you don't have to anymore.
Okay.
Do you need a further, more explanation to kind of get what I'm saying?
No, I think I understand what you're saying.
Do you want to clarify something? Because I think it's really, I feel it a lot.
Is like trusting and moving forward and just believing in it and having the faith.
Yeah. And you just got this reading that shows you that you are not alone. And I think that's why you held yourself back. You allowed yourself to be held back. And you need to make that first step to go out there and make these things happen that you want to happen. It's almost like you haven't allowed yourself. I don't know how to put it differently than what I do.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. There's things that I held myself back to. I could see. I mean, but at the same
you
time,
can see
I think
it now.
Because my family needed help and I helped them and I got kind of shuffled in the process. So
yeah. So sometimes
get
when
back
you help
on track.
People, yeah, and then you forget to help yourself. It's like, and then you get caught up in that, but. I think
and then I do nothing. That feels.
But I want you to focus on yourself much more than what you're doing.
Okay.
Because you can do what it is that you want to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Laurie. You know, You can always download a copy of that reading within the archive of the Mike Spirit FM. And, you know, you can listen to it all over again and again and again. But, you know, absolutely perfect. You know, just know that the spirit world walks with you side by side, and they always have and always will, Laurie. I want to thank you very much for calling.
And you bring so much peace. Thank you.
But bless your heart. Thank you very much, Laurie, and you have a wonderful day now.
You too. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I can't believe, ladies, that we are almost at the end of the show. We've got literally 13, 14 minutes left of the show. June, how can they get a hold of you? How can anybody get a hold of you?
Well, yes. They can get a hold of me through the Mike Davis Tour at AOL.com. People, please pick up your pen and or pencil and paper and put this down. Spirit has given me its brief. You want to write down who you are. Write down light workers. Look it up. Research light workers. Write down rainbow child. Rainbow children. Write down indigo. Doesn't matter about the spelling right now. Indigo children and crystal children. That's who I'm talking to out there. You go ahead and research that, and you'll be able to help identify with your who you are. We want to hear that. We want to hear time. I'm excited about all the messages that I'm getting, but there's not enough time.
Okay, perfect. And Simona, how can they get hold of you?
They can just simply go on to my Facebook. I do answer my messages there. If there's anything they want to ask me, at Simona Williams on Facebook. Ask me to be a friend, and I will friend them, and they can send me messages on my Facebook.
Absolutely perfect. And Simona, I know that we've got lots of new people in the chat room that didn't catch of who Simona Williams is. So why don't you just tell everyone who you are?
Yeah, I am originally from Denmark. I've lived the past, I'd say, 12 to 13 years in Los Angeles in the West Hollywood, Beverly Hills area. And I have worked as an actress, and I have been in 17 movies, starring along with such actors as Michael Douglas, Nicolas Cage, Bob Hoskins, Amanda Seyfried, Amber Heard. I wrote them down sometimes. I don't remember everyone. Nicole Kidman, the Paquin from True Blood. So, yeah, I'm going on my 18 and 19 movie this year, and a pilot that we are doing for the channel E, the E Network, the entertainment network about spirituality.
Okay, perfect. And Simona, you know, I did promise my daughters, because the two of them are on at it now, you know, about asking, and I will ask. They want autographs. Is there any chance, Simona, that we can get autographs to my two daughters?
Yeah. You know, after this, you know, we can just, I can send some headshots, and I can write some little messages on them so they get a picture and an autograph, and I'll send it to your home address. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then I don't have to be a let down dad, because then I've asked you, and then you're going to send them, and they'll be like, oh, wonderful. Absolutely amazing. Okay. Well, June, I'm sure they'll have your autograph when I'm out there. With you.
Oh, yes.
Just 5 weeks. I can't believe it's 5 weeks to be with you. It's 5 weeks tomorrow. You know, the time is ticking away so fast. It really is. And, you know, I can't wait to actually get on that plane and fly out to... Actually, June, do you realize it's 6 planes I have to get from here to get to you, to get down to Sarah, and then back home? Do you realize it's 6 airplanes I have to travel on?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't want to take you away from all of your fans either. I'm going to set you up here if you'd like with Skype, and they can keep in touch.
Well, let me tell you the way that this thing has worked, because I'll be traveling from where I am into Cardiff, which is not too far. Actually, it's only about a 30-minute drive in the car. Then I fly from Cardiff airport. I fly into Ireland, where I'll stop off in Ireland for an hour or two, And then I fly from Ireland to Boston, where I will be greeted by you, Jim, which I'm really looking forward to. And then I spend a week with you around Maine and Boston and New Hampshire and touring around them areas, which I'm really looking forward to. And then I get back on the plane at Boston. I fly down to West Palm Beach in Florida, where I will be joining with Sarah, and I'll be doing that little tour there with Sarah for a week as well. Then I get back on the plane at West Palm Beach, and I have to fly back to Boston and spend maybe about 4 hours at the airport there, just hanging around, you know, chilling, kind of relaxing, putting my feet up for 4 hours before I get back on the plane and arrive back in Ireland, maybe around 4 a.m. in the morning. That's going to be mine. It's about 4 a.m. in the morning. And then I have to catch a plane then from Ireland back to Cardiff and arrive in Cardiff about, I think it's about 8:30 in the morning, which I'm sure I'll be absolutely exhausted because I know that my my work colleague has it in his mind that I'll be going straight to work that day. I don't know, ladies, but what do you think his chances of that is going to be?
My God.
I think his chances are quite grim, if I'm honest with you. I don't think that's going to happen, is it?
That's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so. I think I need a few days to kind of recover from, well, not so much recover from the tour, but recover from the flights. That's one thing for sure. I think I'll be in the air for maybe around 10 or 11 hours flying from one place to the next. So
it's called jet lag, and you will have jet lag, trust me.
I remember last time, Simona, that when I flew from Florida to back to the UK, and I had a 9-hour coach ride back to where I'm based, and I must say I managed about 7 hours on the coach, and I had to get off. I got off the coach and I rang my work colleague and said, "Man, I have to come and pick me up," and he had to drive to come and get me because I couldn't sit on that coach no longer. That's why I'm excited to do the stop off in Ireland for a couple of hours, and thought maybe stretch the legs is a good thing to do.
Yeah, I understand. Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, you know, ladies, the show is, you know, we've got 7 minutes left of the show. I'm not going to take any more calls. I do apologize to those that are still on the phone lines. I need to play one more song. And, you know, this song has been staring at me, Simona, since we started. And this is a song that is from a movie. I'm not going to tell you which movie it is. I'm sure that you will know, and I'm sure, June, you'll know. And, you know, and the reason why it stares at me is it's one of my favorite movies, and I'll tell you a little secret. I do have a tear in my eye when I see this movie. And maybe you could tell me at which point of the movie that it brings a tear to my eye. Not that I should admit that live on air, but I just did. The song is actually 3 minutes and 33 seconds long. So let me just press play and enjoy this.
Under the sky, gonna be with you, and no one's gonna be around. You think that you won't fall? Well, just wait and see.
Still you're in my arms. Underneath the starlight, starlight,
So can you tell me, ladies, which point of that film that I bring a tear to my eye?
Hugh, I have absolutely no, like, I don't know which film this is from. I'm so sorry about this. Hugh, it's, you have to do this.
It's the film Coyote Ugly.
Honestly, I don't know either, Mike. You'll have to help me out. I don't recognize it.
Give us some clues, Mike.
Maybe in the chat room that they would know the film. Rihanna does this, Coyote Ugly. You're absolutely right.
Oh, you know, my God, Coyote Ugly. Okay.
You know, it's the point of where she goes to her audition, and you know she's at the tolls, and she's kind of spinning the car on because she's so nervous, she doesn't want to do it. And then the father kind of like says to her, "You will be doing this." And then they spin the car around, and he says to them, "Give me an 0123," and he goes, dee, 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 and all the lights flash, and I think to myself, you know, that reminds me so much of sometimes of myself, of where I'm like nervous to do a demonstration in front of like a big, big crowd, you know, that I think to myself, oh, I can't do it. And all of a sudden something in the back of my mind says, yes, you can. And then I kind of like get there. And it just so reminds me of myself, of how things go. But ladies, you know, we are at the end of the show. Once again, how can they get hold of you there, June?
That's Mike Davies. Davis Tour at AOL.com. There's my email, which would be loveafterlifellc@AOL.com.
Perfect. And Simona, how can I get hold of you?
Much easy. The easiest way is Facebook under Simona Williams. Under Simona Williams, and just befriend me and I'll answer any questions.
Absolutely perfect. And if you want to get a hold of me, remember, it's Mike Davis. On Facebook, coming at me as a friend, but all is left for me to do is to say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Awesome.